as well.
All right, well, welcome everybody. This is the first edition of the Quail Balls and Trey Show. What we'll be doing is we will be talking about the Sim League, everyone's favorite thing.
What? You're yelling.
I'm yelling, okay. Well, this is going to be a travesty. Let's just get that out there right now. All right, so we waited long enough to get the first week of results. By the way, this is Trey.
This is Quail.
Balls.
Nailed it. So we got the first week of results. Do we want to start out there?
Is this weird, first of all?
This may be a little weird. It's always...
You have people that you talk with on the forum, and then you hear their voice, and immediately you're probably attracted to it.
Well, you absolutely need to let us know in the comments of whatever thread we post this whether or not you think we have the sexiest voices in the league. Apparently, we have the only voices in the league.
I know I don't. But let's start it off we did the introductions already. We could talk about our surprise winners because that's one of the only things that we prepared for. And I'll go ahead and start with mine. It would be the Utah Jazz. So I picked the Jazz because they are 5-2 after not making the playoffs for about 87 years so far in the league. But you really have to look at the move for Larry Hughes that brought him there, who's averaging 14-6-3 off of 4-42 shooting. And he's a terrible three-point shooter still. But regardless, their team's playing pretty well together. Doug?
My surprise pick is the Miami Heat. And we'll get to our next segment soon enough. But finally, JNR can take the gun away from his head. Because his team's actually winning now. Congratulations, sir. You're looking really good. Your point differential between points per game and points allowed is actually about 7 points. So it's pretty impressive. And Bynum is coming out swinging with 14 and 11. And shooting pretty good from the field with 44%.
So interesting dynamic. So I know between Trey with an A and Quail Man, they had a nice little bet. as far as a beer is concerned on their games. Now, I wonder if JNR and Chad Anthony, a.k.a. Darth, I don't know how to pronounce
it. Whatever his name is this week. We're watching you.
I wonder if they have any bets on the game because the whole league has kind of been slurping Chad Anthony, a.k.a. Darth Vagina. And I just wonder if they have any kind of bet on that.
Yeah, so...
I did have one other thing to add.
About Miami?
About Miami, and actually one thing after that as well. One of the big reasons, I mean, I pointed out Andrew Bynum because obviously Bynum was their big draft pick and their big get, but who the beep is TJ Ford? Averaging 22-10 almost, and shooting 55% from the field and 42 from beyond the arc.
It always hurts more going back and looking at this. I mean, we're playing the 2005 season now. Some of the players that are good in this league were colossal failures in the real league. And not saying TJ Ford was a colossal failure, but he didn't score 20 points a game.
But that's what makes it fun to me.
Yeah. It also makes it insanely
frustrating,
upsetting. I'm gonna pick my.
Wait, Trey. Before we get started, did you enjoy your breakfast this morning? By the way,
What breakfast? What, you know? What are you talking about?
You know the giant goose egg in your
wooden column. Giant goose egg. I didn't even get to do mine yet, but we're gonna go right at me. That's fine. That's fine. I did wake up to a little bit of a nightmare. I'd lost all six games. One to G Messi, who's one of my better friends in the league. Also, the bet that was riding Quail, the big, you know. The big rivalry that we established with Will Mockey and Joe Detroit, and apparently I just am terrible, or at least that game plan was. I'm going to go with that, but it's scary at this point. We're 0-6, and I have no idea. But a horrible, horrible schedule coming up. 9 games, I think, in one sim. This is going to be tough. I got to go back and do my winner. My winner is the Cleveland Cavaliers. A lot has been made about how horrible of a move the Duncan move was. Instead, he pulls in Gasol and a Kerr And he had a really good week. I mean, 5-3. I don't know that anybody really expected him to be like this right off the bat. But he's averaging 101 a game, 94 points he's allowing for his opponents. I mean, this is a strong team. And those two guys playing down low are a better combination in my book than Tim Duncan and whoever else you're going to plug in there. And I know that's blasphemy. Tim Duncan is the MVP, and we get it. B-ball, we hear you. And we're going to – you know what? That's going to be my goal on this podcast. I'm going to continue to hate on B-ball. I love you. I'm just kidding. But
– this is Trey, not Ball.
No, this or is Trey, not Ball. But, I mean, this – that everybody made a big deal about that trade, and it was the longest thread outside of the Detroit Pistons press conference, I think. It got crazy, but I think the Cleveland Cavaliers are doing the right thing here. I think they managed to sneak in here with a good team, and they could beat some teams this year.
When you're averaging, you know, you have three players averaging 20 points a game or more.
I mean, at least at least he's not being outscored on an average of 9 points like the Detroit Pistons. So there's at least that going for him.
The beauty of his team was the pickup of Okur, because Gasol's not a heavy rebounder. So
no.
Okur's an A-minus rebounder. He can grab the board for the team.
We all loved Okur. Okur was
Max, right?
Yeah, I did. I'll come out and say that now the free agency's over. You know, there's a couple young guys that I targeted. I also threw out some money against some seasoned vets. But, you know, I offered Okur a max money deal. I mean, his ratings on the outside as a center, I mean, this guy is insane. He may not be Duncan. He may not be Kevin Garnett. But he might be that next guy who will be around here for a while. I mean,
well, he's got that skill set sort of like Dirk. You know, they're one of a kind at their position where – he's got the A-minus outside shot, and Dirk does the same type of thing where he shoots 400 from three-point percentage. So if you really want to focus on your outside game, these guys are cornerstones to franchises.
I mean, 8 games, 32.4 minutes, 23.5 points per game, and 10.6 rebounds. This guy is an animal. I mean, this is just unbelievable.
Well, I mean, that's what I was saying. Look at their points and rebounds between Okur, Gasol, and then Josh Howard. I mean, you're averaging almost 30 rebounds
and
70. How many points? That's 70 points between those three. I mean, that's an entire team.
We don't want to give
bench everybody else.
We don't want to give this guy too much of our time. But good tip of the hat. Good job.
Definitely.
What are we moving to now? Like disappointments of the week?
By disappointments, I'd like to name this session Suicide Watch.
Suicide Watch.
This
yes.
is going to be my favorite. This piece of the segment every week.
Yes, absolutely. Balls is very big on calling out the Suicide Watch of the week. I've gotten many text messages from him talking about Quail Man last year. So this is well named.
And the off season when I lost Gerald Wallace.
Yeah. I do remember getting texts about that. That was a good laugh.
When I got here this morning, I drove up, and I was seeing Balls talking Trey off the top of his roof.
Yeah.
We almost didn't have this podcast.
Yeah.
It was pretty tough.
I had my computer up there, too, so that would have been...
In memoriam.
That would have been tough.
That's what we might have the name of next week.
Are we really at 8 minutes and 34 seconds? This is going to be a blast.
This is why I said a half an hour. I mean, there's no way we get through 15 minutes.
All right. I think you're right.
So Suicide Watch, Quail, you go ahead first.
Who do I pick? I already shat all over the... crapped all over the Pistons. But I'm going to go with the Atlanta Hawks, who the GM, Mr. Trell, had... welcome back. We're glad to have you back in the league.
Good job on your ACT, by the way.
Yeah, man. Good job. Keep up with that schooling, man. It's
that
good
education.
Stuff. But,
how did you go 16,000 over the cap? Just 16,000. That's impressive. Okay, keep going. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, I mean, you're 0-4. It's going to be okay. I just want to let you know, it's going to be okay. Look at these numbers that Rasheed Wallace is putting up.
Are you talking about his contract or his actual numbers?
I'm actually talking. I'm talking
Holy
about.
Crap.
Let's look at the stats before we look at the. If we were talking about Suicide Watch, we don't want to look at the contracts. We just want to look at the stats.
Are we turning this to like I'm going to talk you off the roof, Suicide Watch, or is this like a?
We can be both.
We just need to put the rest of the league on watch. I guess this. He's going to talk you off the roof, and I don't think that this is the guy that we need to focus on this week. But
no, it's definitely not. But I just it's early in the season. A lot of people either start selling off the farm after one or two bad sims. Me being one of those people last season. But I mean, Charles has a lot of good stuff on his team going on. Rasheed Wallace is playing great minutes.
40.5.
40 minutes, whatever. 40 minutes is, you know, it's you want your best players out there for most of the game. So I mean, I wouldn't complain if I had,
no,
you know, some of my best players
You're
out
right.
there for 40 minutes.
You're right.
So I mean, I'd rather give them minutes than some scrub on the bench. So I mean, he's got Rasheed Wallace with 22 and 11, which is not bad.
No,
his turnovers are down this year. He's only averaging 2.3 turnovers in 40 minutes.
That's awesome.
That's actually really good. He was averaging last year 30 minutes and had 3 turnovers.
Yeah.
Fuck that dude.
Well, there goes the no cursing rule that we put.
I'll have to try to find a bleep for that one.
So keep going on with your talking him off the ledge real quick.
All right, just a little bit more, and then we'll move on.
And
but,
then I'm going to be the voice of reason real
okay.
quick.
I mean, then you got Josh Smith, who's actually playing small forward now. He moved over from power forward from last season, and his numbers took a giant jump to 20 and 10 and 3 blocks.
3 blocks, 1 steal. That's
yeah,
pretty,
that's
holy
pretty
crap.
That's pretty awesome. He is literally the next best thing at small forward, and he is going to be a force to be reckoned with. So, I mean, you got a good team going on here. Jalen's doing pretty good. He's not putting up those numbers as he was last year, but this time he actually has someone else who can play basketball playing with him.
Yeah.
So, of course, he's not going to be putting up as many shots. Now, his numbers, like shooting percentage, are down, but that, you know, changes with time.
How about you guys just pick him in?
And then you,
I'll be the voice of reason every single time. Right.
So we've already taken a shot at the Pistons. I'm not going to pick myself again.
I get to do my voice of reason here, and
voice
it's going to be.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Really quick, Robert Wally, age 23. He is getting 33.8 minutes per game, and he is averaging a stout 5.5 points per game, 12 rebounds, which is somewhat impressive. 370 field goal percentage. Yeah, you got to do something there, buddy.
2.5 blocks.
You can't.
Garbage.
Well, hey, let's. So 1.5 from Jason Collins. That needs to. You need to. He's scoring more efficiently at this point. He may be just as efficient in everything else too.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, to be honest with you, I like what Rasheed's doing on the stat sheet, but and he always gets square peg round hold here. But he might have to move to the center again and throw Lamar Odom at the power forward and
I think that's
work
good,
from there.
I think that's a good call.
It was, I think, the biggest part in the offseason where the Hawks didn't really get what they wanted was center. I think they were looking at someone like Keon Clark I have a feeling that he was going after Okur another big name centers, and that when he missed out, he hadn't put in bids on the other guys yet, and so then he could have had a guy like Keon Clark, who honestly I think is worth. If you look at how he was playing next to Duncan, I didn't look at his stats this year, but I mean, he's playing great.
So let's let Trey take over here, and I think he's going to probably take the most obvious Suicide Watch.
Well,
but if you miss it, I'll take it.
All right. Well, I think I'm going to go. I mean, I'm going to go because I don't want to talk about me anymore at this point. I'm going to go with the Celtics. I mean, 1-6. He played 7 games. I mean, there's a chance if I had gotten a 7th game that I could have got a win. But this is you have a ton of production down low. Am I talking him off the ledge or should I be?
You should be talking. Well,
okay. Your production down low is amazing. 23 points from Shaq, 21 from Weber. God, 24 rebounds between the two of them. Almost 7 blocks between the two of them. No one needs to come down low against you. As far as the rest of the team, you have 11 points from Sam Cassell, which I can't even say I have a fond place in my heart for Sam Cassell, but Sam Cassell, good job. I mean, this you just got to figure out your game plan here. I don't know what it was. I think it was extremely inside. Or we created a new level for you because that is where you are great at. I'm wondering, Weber and Shaq both about 50% at the free throw line. That's probably not good.
Yep.
The seven and a half turnovers also, you know.
Oh, yeah. I think that that's kind of what we were anticipating from your team because we both know those guys turn over the ball a lot.
And Sam Cassell adds another three.
Yeah.
You know,
so, anyways, I think I don't know what's coming up for you right now. I do know that in the next couple years, I'm going to just go down to the next section. 44 million, 48 million.
Look at year
53
five.
Million.
Year five.
Year five is almost $60 million.
58 million.
You got to figure this out. Cause you will not be able to sign anyone in year four, but anyways, tip of the hat. A lot of people still picked you to win the East. You can do it if you figure out your game plan, but,
I don't know if that's true.
I do
think this is over.
Voice of reason real quick. I think your shot at the East is, I know it's early, but there's a lot of great teams in the East. So starting off like this is going to be a tough way to, come back and win the East, but you can certainly still win it all.
I do want to just add, I don't know what his game plan was earlier in the, not earlier in the season because the season just started, but if he was an inside focus, maybe shifting to a balanced focus might help because if you look at Sam Cassell, if you look at Eddie Jones, if you look at Josh Childress, they'll have somewhat of an outside game where maybe that's why their production's so down is that they're focusing on inside, and Sam Cassell and Eddie Jones, they have C's. So, I mean, you're not getting your best production out of those guys. Maybe you need to find some kind of balance in that being a balanced offense.
Yeah, you guys kind of took my thunder from the voice of reason, but obviously 16.6 turnovers per game, 85 points per game. It's not going to cut it. You need to find some more scoring. You need to stop giving other people the ball. But you are getting to the line a lot, which is pretty big.
So I mean, we all love that front court. That might be one of your tools that you need to trade. So what's our next segment?
Well, we still have two more teams that we'd like to talk about. Okay. And that's going to be AU, who you wanted to gloss over, and we're not going to allow that. And
Gerald Wallace!
Gerald Wallace.
And also the Rockets, who made a lot about their team and have started the season 3-5. Now, they have had some injuries, but it's really a setback. I mean, they didn't go, say, 0-6, like some people in the room, but but they really did hurt themselves because they have a really tough division, and I think that division is only getting better with, the Timberwolves 4-4, the Jazz 5-2, one of our surprise picks, and then the Grizzlies, who always win the division. So you can't really expect the Grizzlies to come around and start losing a ton of games, even though they lost Peja. Their team is just good every year.
I honestly think Peja was eating up shots that Joe Johnson needs to be taking. I mean, that dude's shooting like 50% from the field and the three.
Yeah.
And his leading scores. So anyway, we'll go back to that later on.
All right. Yeah, we'll go back to that later on. Let's
from Suicide Watch.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Do you want to talk him off since you're his division opponent?
I'd rather push him off than let.
Right, you want him to trade everybody, basically?
Yeah, you know, I do want to say that I'm glad that you signed Gerald Wallace to that max money deal. Because 9-7 is definitely not worth...
7? I count 6.
Oh, sorry. I was rounding up.
Wait, and 357 shooting percentage and 286 from 3. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, again, as he said... It was probably more of a lineup or a game plan issue more than talent, because I know the team has talent, and I turned around to talking about the edge, because we need a little bit of trade here so Quail Balls doesn't just disappear. So I think all the talent in the world is there.
We got to work on the title.
I don't think quails have balls.
Quail balls.
We have quail
obviously
eggs.
Half of them do.
Anyway, why are we talking about quail's balls?
Yeah. all right, let's look at some stats here. Chris Kamen, 10-10, really good guy. I know for a fact Trevathan A is already trying to get him to the most improved player, and it's a good start to get there. But he's going to have to get that field goal percentage up quite a bit to even be mentioned there. And then Wilcox, who's another guy who's shooting 386. So his interior is shooting a combined about 380, and I think that's being friendly. They're not good free throw shooters. They are rebounding the ball much better, which is one of his weaknesses. And he's also getting six rebounds from Wallace and Jackson. So
and five from Nash.
Yeah. So he's moved into a good rebounding team. Doesn't look like he has a ton of turnovers, besides Jackson, who's a little bit turnover prone.
I don't think that many teams had more turnovers than me. I think it was pretty much around the same number when I was looking through my games. We're just not hitting shots.
And
missing seven more. We're taking seven more shots than most teams, and then we're missing six of them. We don't have a chance if we don't shoot the ball better.
I think a lot of that has to do with your pace. And what is your current pace?
I think my pace was normal. I think normal. It was
and
a normal
I'm thinking
pace.
Maybe for you and for the team would need like a better like slower pace.
Maybe.
To find your better shot.
I think I'm already picking up more possessions than I did last year. I mean, I was getting destroyed last year, but I was already picking up more possessions, which, you know, if you slow it down, we might play better defense. I may even switch. I think I'd trap often. And while I'm a strong defensive team, that obviously was not the answer this week. Being outscored 9 points over the six games is an unbelievable travesty considering the strength of my defense.
Quick question.
Perceived strength of my defense.
Quick question for you.
Yes.
Candid.
Yeah.
Did you lose GM of the year in week one?
I may have. I mean, there are some favorites. And Soundwave had a 3-4 week. I mean,
4-3.
He went 4-3?
Yep.
I thought I looked at it earlier. Well, then, God, I'm way back at this point. I think when it comes down to it, it's whoever's going to have the best record at the end of the season.
I agree.
Nine games coming up. I wanted to play an inside game at the beginning of the year. I ended up going with something different because Nash was so strong from the outside. Put up a lot of shots this week. I'll probably change it up. If I have a good week this week, then I think I can keep myself in that argument. But if I have a 500 week or worse this week, I think you can probably write me off as GM of the year.
So look at this, and I want to talk about draft pick. I would say this guy would be a pick for rookie of the year, but we all know Chris Paul came out, you know, got shot out of a cannon. He's going to be pretty much an MVP from year one. But the guy I'm talking about is David Lee, who came into the league in his first week, averaged 14-7, 12-4, with only one turnover per game, which is pretty outlandish. Now, is he a shot blocker? No, but he gets steals, he can pass the ball pretty well, and he doesn't turn the ball over, which is always huge in the game.
Yes.
Hey,
Soundwave, you're being outscored 2 points, and you won four of seven.
So you think it's kind of some fool's gold?
No, I think that the couple losses are probably pretty telling. I didn't look at their results, but we'll see. I mean, they're giving up a lot of points, but who knows who they were playing.
Well,
I mean,
I think they're probably giving up a lot of points in the perimeter because you got Page and Mopede who aren't known to be stout defenders. And David Lee is just, like you said, coming into his own. I mean, he's still, you know.
Hey, and you know, we got to give a little credit, too, because he gave out that ridiculous contract to Andre Miller.
Oh,
no offense.
I mean,
but look at Andre. 17-6, 5 rebounds, 9.6 assists. But look at those turnovers. I mean,
5 a game.
Yeah, I think that'll plane out a little bit later. I think it's probably unreasonably high right now, but I think it'll lower, but he's having a decent season.
Yeah.
You got to get him off the court. But 41 minutes, I think, is a little bit too much.
Yeah, I mean, I want to touch on that because I saw somebody else we talked about earlier had over 40 minutes. Do you think that, especially for guys who are that old, I mean, how old is Andre Miller?
He's
26, of course. Never mind. I mean, do you think that over 40 minutes is excessive? Do you think you need to get the ball? I mean, I remember when I had Iverson a few seasons ago, and he was my entire game. I mean, towards the end of the season, I don't know if it had much to do with it, but it seemed like his legs fell off. He couldn't stay on the court as much anymore. I mean, 41 minutes in the first week for Andre Miller, albeit he scored 18, and I don't think anybody saw that coming. Do you think that's too much?
Let me jump in real quick. As a real concern for me is because I do have a guy who's older. I have Jason Williams, who's averaging 41 minutes per game as a 29-year-old turning 30-year-old. So I think it's a concern that, you know, you try to get the best records possible. By the end of the season, you try to give him a rest. But, I mean, I don't think 40 minutes is a good thing.
I don't even know, to be honest, in this, how much fatigue plays into the factor.
Commissioner did say it in the first week that sometimes fatigue does play.
It does, okay.
Well, I think there's got to be something that contributes to injuries. Did I read that Jason Kidd is hurt again?
Yeah.
And that was kind of a joke by the Celtics, right? The Celtics were kind of poking fun at... Who was it?
No, Celtics, right? It wasn't the Celtics. It was the... it was...
Who?
Suns.
Whoever it was.
It was Jay Feely.
Okay.
Jazzy Jay.
Whoever it was that jinxed him, good job. Good Lord. How many injuries has this guy
had? What are the Powerball numbers for tonight?
Yeah. Let me know. I think we can safely say the power rankings are they safe right now? I mean, we can reference that every now and then. Are we seeing people?
They're not bad.
It's not bad.
They were a good starting place. I liked them. I mean,
the Celtics and the Pistons obviously being higher than what they should, it looks like, at this point.
Well, the 76ers going 4-3 is tough for them, but
the Miami Heat going from second or third to last in the power rankings to second in the Atlantic.
Yeah, it's only 1 week, so. Again, there's no reason to panic unless you are the Detroit Pistons and you traded away your first-round pick in your own six.
Oh. I mean, that is my biggest concern at this point. My team is super young. We have five or six guys who I like building on who are going to be here for the next three or four years. I think what's hurt me the most is seeing Kevin Martin not get as many minutes as maybe I thought he would. I don't know what to say.
So... One thing we want to talk about when we get back to basketball was post of the week. And when we first came up with this, I wanted to read a set of text messages that I sent out. Now,
I'm
going
to step out to the bathroom for this part.
Yeah, that's he needs to, because do you know where the bathroom is? Anyway, so I asked Trey if he wanted to do a podcast, and he was down for it. Now, let me give you some background to Trey. Trey is a techie guy. I'm sitting in his living room now. He's got a big TV, a huge sound system, PlayStation 2,
PlayStation 3.
Which is on, and it might be the only one outside of, like, Taiwan that's still on.
I got San Andreas on.
Okay. And then a PlayStation 3, and then probably an Xbox, and
I got the Wii connected too.
Techie, I expect him to know this. And then, let me read this text message. Me, ever thought of doing a podcast? Doug, a podcast? What's a podcast? Doug.
These things have been around for, 20 years?
Yeah, I would say
I would say 15
iPods,
years.
Right?
Yeah.
Let me just throw this out there that I knew what a podcast was, but I never listened to them.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, are we, you know, I want a clarification on that.
That's not what the text message said. And I still think that he Googled it after, honestly.
I never Googled anything.
I got a screenshot from Scott, and it might have been the funniest damn thing I'd read out of all of those shared conversations.
Right.
That was hilarious.
You know, if you were 50 and older, I would have given you a pass. You're not even 30 years old, and you work in IT. What?
So I think
let's move on to the next segment here.
No. I think you'll remember this one, and we didn't talk about it before we started the show. But who was it? I think it was the Grizzlies, Loco, right?
Yeah.
The Grizzlies who posted the picture. I don't know that feel, bro. Like, do you remember what that was?
Right.
I was like, oh, man, it doesn't look like I'm going to win the Southwest Division.
No, that was the Rockets.
Yeah, the Rockets posted. Pelicans 78 posted that. And then Loco posts, I don't know that feel, bro. And I don't think any of us had seen that meme before, or meme or whatever it is. That was pretty hilarious. I think that was probably the post of the week for me. Because I did kind of laugh and cry, and I was here sitting on the couch with my fiance, and she didn't know what the fuck was going on. What?
Blank.
There's another one.
Yeah.
And then the other post of the week for me was, and I'll quote, Knicks, a top 10 team? I've just stared at their team for 10 minutes. Am I looking at the wrong team? We must be looking at different teams. Did you accidentally have a television on ESPN and look at the Knicks roster on there? Now, for a reference, Trey, can you go ahead and look at what the Knicks record is?
I believe, if I'm correct, 6-1?
Yeah.
6-1.
Yeah.
So, who's the lucky poster there? Who?
That's Chad. That would be the Mavericks owner.
Whatever his name is now.
Yeah, we'll give you a thumbs up on that one.
Good job, bro.
So, do we want to go to the next section, which would be bold prediction?
Oh, man, I don't even know if we prepared for this.
Did we prepare for anything? We prepared for two things.
prepared the post of the week and our introductions.
Bold prediction.
Okay, so let's just go. I think all we can do right now is go by records almost. We don't know who each team plays without breaking out every of all 29.
I've got mine. I'm ready.
All right, go.
Bold prediction. The Denver Nuggets will finish second in the Midwest division to the Memphis Grizzlies ahead of the Houston Rockets, who have selfishly proclaimed themselves to be the West winners.
Now, he's spent the last week backpedaling.
Yeah.
I think that he was banking on signing someone he didn't get. And I think he's trying to get, you know, oh, it's an okay bro, you know, getting talked off the ledge. But honestly, this guy has been posting out of nowhere. I mean, you might have a different conversation with a different team, and here comes the Rockets saying that they're going to win it all again, and that has subsided a lot. I don't know. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Trey?
So the Lakers, which we didn't touch base on that, but Lakers are 4-1, playing as expected, I think. Can we expect...
I was going to ask if we're going to get some Lakers on here.
Yeah, I think nobody wants to talk about the Lakers, honestly. It's a sour taste in everyone's mouth at this point, but...
You're tasting the Lakers, too?
Question. Do you think the Lakers have a better record than the Hornets did last year in the regular season?
I am the owner of the Lakers, and I'll say no.
I agree. I think the Hornets had set a precedent last year that I don't think
they ran off. Yeah, they ran.
Was a pretty complete team.
Let's wait a couple weeks before we make that bold prediction. But that team is stout. You have somehow found depth in the recesses of the free agency
drafted pool. I mean, he drafted some good players.
Exactly. I mean, you managed to pull off a lot of positives. Obviously, we can't talk you off the ledge because, like, you're firmly planted in the ground on this one. Like, this is, you know, there's no suicide watch over there in L.A.
For anybody who thinks they're going to take the Sixth Man of the Year award away from Othello Harrington, talking to you, Quail Man, 14 points per game, 7 rebounds, 22 minutes off the bench.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, and also Tim Duncan is as good as advertised.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think he gave his best offer this week. Best offer for this one? B-ball reasons.
I do want to throw out there. This isn't a bold prediction I'm making now, but I'm referencing one that Mr. GM Ian Quailman made.
Ian.
Okay. Or it could be Ian. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
It's tomato, tomato. That he made during his press conference and saying that Gilbert Arenas could be an assist man of upwards of 10 assists per game. And if we look at his stats, not to slurp myself, he's averaging right now 24.8 points per game and 10.2 assists per game.
And 6 rebounds, 2 steals.
I think Gilbert Arenas...
Scoring free throw?
His scoring was obviously the same level last year, or around the same level. But, I mean, he's upped his rebounding, his steals. His turnovers, unfortunately, are also up. But his shooting percentage and assists are way up. So, I think that's right on pace for... I don't want to say most improved player, but definitely a guy that's been playing really well.
Did you have eggs for breakfast as well?
No.
Oh, because it sounds like you're counting them before they hatch, buddy. 10 assists per game will not keep up.
I think he finishes the season with it.
He'll average under 9 assists per game.
Okay.
I don't know how you can put most improved player to Gilbert Arenas. Who was on our watch? We talked about this a bunch. Our test. Right? You want to talk about our test as far as most improved player?
That was my guy. And did you look at his stats?
No, I didn't see. 17. It was 1:30 when the thing was posted this morning.
So,
I didn't see 7 this morning.
I didn't see anything.
So, let's just talk about his stats, right? He, last year, he averaged in 23 minutes, almost starter minutes, 3.7 points per game. And his field goal percentage was 442. Now, let's look into time now and see that he's averaging 17.7 points per game.
Am I Iverson, my MIP?
Yeah.
Iverson?
No, I said for Gilbert. I take that back.
Yeah, I
picked our test, too.
Yeah.
I was just saying that Arenas is doing a lot better than
is there
was expected.
Two most improved player awards?
I think there's only one. Even though I don't know who got it last year, because I don't know if we ever finalized that. Did we ever finalize that?
Jalen Rose.
Jalen
Rose got it.
So,
quick point. We're getting up to 36 minutes.
I don't know if anyone's going to listen to this.
Yeah, you probably turned this off by now.
We don't even know if we're going to get this up because we don't. We have no idea how to post this. So this could be just literally in our own computer.
We'll listen to it again.
So, right after this.
I think we should end it with something quick. Any suggestions?
Oh, man, we got to work on this.
What are you going to do? What am I going to do next week?
What am I going to do?
Next week?
My team is very strong inside. Unfortunately, it counteracts a couple of strong outside scores, but kind of think about moving the ball inside a little bit more. Obviously, I can't give the same game plan, and my defense didn't necessarily fail me this week. I got a bunch of turnovers.
I need to... For the Bucks, I mean, our points per game and our points allowed are pretty good. I mean, our points allowed is pretty high. It's 99 on the nose. But I need to figure out a way to get Tyson Chandler on the court more often because he's averaging right now 23 minutes per game.
What's your rotation at center?
It's Chandler and then Scott Pollard and then Chandler.
It's fouls.
It's Chandler's averaging 5 fouls a game right now. I need to not. I don't think it's a pace so much as that I need to trap less, and hopefully doing so, Chandler can minimize his amount.
This has always been your problem. You know, everyone knows in roulette when you have a good bet going, you don't take it up off the table. Like you're 5-2 right now.
Is that roulette?
Well, it's everywhere pretty much. Roulette. If you win, you let it ride. You don't change it.
Okay.
I'm not changing anything drastic. I'm just saying make my trap less.
But you're 5-2.
5-1.
You're 5-1. Oh, sorry. 5-1. So 5-1, you're gonna change a game plan that's working for you. Are you sure you want to do that?
Well, is it working?
I want you to do that.
Is it working when one of my best defenders and top guys is riding the bench half the game?
Also scoring 6.5. You want to hate on me on Gerald Wallace? I mean,
yeah, but Gerald Wallace is doing that in 35 minutes. He has 12 more minutes.
I'm sorry, so your guy can't stay on the floor, and you think that's a good thing? I know you just said it wasn't, but Gerald Wallace at least stayed on the floor.
Let me know when you have a winning record and we can talk, right, bro?
Well, next week I'll talk to you then.
Do you have nine games this week? Okay, so you're going to be 0-17.
Yeah, we were talking about this before the podcast.
I don't know if you know how that works. 6 + 9 is 15, not 17.
And for me, I'm pretty much not going to touch anything.
You're going to go same?
Yeah, I think so. I might try something, but...
How many guys are going to actually post their depth chart this week? B-ball reasons?
No, he'll play. He's probably a little bit more excited about his team. He's kind of been pigeonholed by all that cap, that lack of cap, rather. I think we'll get 15 guys posted.
15?
Yeah.
We might have 15 right now.
I think.
I feel good about the league right now. I don't think that we've... I mean, you guys have been a lot more active than I have, and so it may not be fair for me to do this assessment, but...
No, it's more active than it.
Yeah. Are you guys... I mean, are y'all having more fun with this right now than you did in the first 3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
I posted depth charts, and that was it. I didn't want to have anything else to do with it.
I can safely say that my first year was really fun. That's when I was in the playoffs that first year. And then the second year is when I decided to blow my team up. And that's when I went on that infamous 22-game skid at the end of the season, lost 22 in a row.
Yeah.
And I traded my pick to the Balls, who then traded to the Wolves, and that's where I got Boozer.
Quick question for you. Does the Celtics owner have your phone number?
No.
So he doesn't call you up at like 1 o'clock in the morning for booty calls? Because that's what he does to you in the playoffs, pretty much. He just pretty much pounds it out on you every year.
Wow.
And that will be the end of our podcast. All right,
well, next week or sometime midweek, from the Quail Balls and Trey Show, signing out. We hope to get this up today. Everyone have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, dude. Hey, guy. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, girl.